You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. Your intuition is everything, and I'm talking everything. Your intuition is basically like receiving information directly from spirit and your higher self. It is telling you what to do and what not to do. Now, you have free will, of course, but it's just giving you some guidance along the way. So if you're not listening to your intuition, you might be feeling stuck in a situation or an experience where it feels like your life is being sucked right out of your soul. It feels as if you don't know what to do, you're filled with anxiety, you are going back and forth, you're wishy-washy, you are doubting yourself, perhaps you're feeling depressed or unhappy. These are all signs that you're not listening to your intuition and to your higher self, and that higher part of you that is trying to talk to you and encourage you and guide you. So with that, I have 10 ways that I feel will help you enhance your intuition, because you're already intuitive, and enhancing your intuition is what's going to make your life so much easier. You're going to be able to, if you haven't already, find more purpose and more meaning in your life. You're going to be able to flow with life. You're going to feel as if everything is aligning. You're going to start receiving what it is that you truly want. You're going to start seeing how things are actually connected, and that life is working for you, not against you, and that everything is happening in all ways for the highest good. When you start to tap into your intuition more and more, and when you start to trust your intuition, that's when life starts to become easier, and you start to feel better, and you're less anxious, you're less worried, you're less feeling stuck. So the very first thing that I have for you is to find a mentor to help guide you. Now, I say this especially from personal experience, that I feel like the very first story that I have when I recognize my intuition is, and I've said the story before, so maybe you've heard this before, but very quickly, when I became a Reiki practitioner, so an energy healer, I had no idea what it was. I had not a single clue what Reiki was. I didn't even know how to pronounce it, but there was something in me telling me to go on this trek, to go on this adventure, to travel across the country to Arizona to become a Reiki practitioner. And again, I had no idea what it was, but when I saw this magazine, this Reiki magazine, I had this like overwhelming yet subtle feeling, this urge within me. Oh my gosh, I have to learn more about this. What is this? What is this? And I just did it. I didn't know what it was, but there was this feeling inside of me to follow this feeling that I had. And it was like a knowing, and that's your intuition. And so that really just started my whole path on becoming a psychic medium and where I am today. That's where it all started. And from there, I received also psychic mediumship readings where I was told, you are to become a psychic medium yourself. And when I heard that, I got so excited. And she said, you are going to, or she invited me to, learn from a woman who was also a psychic medium, and that she was going to help me draw out this natural ability within me to become a psychic medium. And so I followed her advice to learn after someone else and to have a mentor. And that ultimately changed my life forever. It was two different women actually that guided me, and they were my mentors for three consecutive years, and they helped draw out my intuition. They helped draw out my psychic skills. And you too can also do the same. You don't have to become a psychic medium, but what I'm saying is, if you have a mentor, they're going to help you recognize your natural gifts. They're going to help you recognize your intuition. Your psychic skills are going to help you recognize what it is that you naturally do. And that's ultimately your intuition as well, connecting with this higher part of you. So by having a mentor, which is something that I also offer as well, that's going to help you enhance your intuition. The second thing that's going to help you enhance your intuition is by meditating. Now, you might hate that idea of meditating. Maybe you've never done it before. Perhaps it's a practice that you enjoy doing. But meditation, I have found, is absolutely, without a doubt, the direct connection to God, to spirit, to the universe, to your higher self, to your angels, to your loved ones as well. When you take the time to unwind and to quiet your mind is never going to be fully empty. It's never going to be fully quiet. You know, it's never going to stop talking to you. And I think that's where a lot of people stall when it comes to meditating, is they get anxious thinking that, oh my gosh, it's not working because my mind is still going. Well, that's not the intention of meditation. The intention is to sit quietly and to absorb the energies around you, or maybe not absorb, but to start to feel the energies around you, to become present with the energies around you, to become present with God, with spirit, with Mother Nature, to start to recognize that essentially you are this energy that you're feeling. And there's different energies and vibrations, and I can go on and on about that, but the main thing is to connect and to try and quiet your mind. And with that, then you can start to get better at it by asking questions, or by listening to a guided meditation, or by just experiencing it. You'll start to get better and better, but that's also going to help you enhance your intuition and thus make everything in your life so much easier, because you are feeling the presence of spirit around you. You're feeling the presence of your higher self. You're taking the time to connect. You're setting the intention with God and with spirit, saying, I want to connect with you. And so by doing that, you're quieting the noise around you, literally and spiritually and emotionally. You're allowing your mind to come down, and you're starting to recognize that you're connected to this higher realm, that this realm, this higher realm, is actually you. It's one and the same. And you'll start to recognize that you can connect to this. Another way to enhance your intuition is to become more of your surroundings, or become more aware of your surroundings. And what I mean by that is, the more that you pay attention, the more that you use your senses, and your sight, and this, in your smell, and your feelings, the more that you're going to vibrate on a higher level. Because what is happening to a lot of us is that we, in a sense, are numbing ourselves a little bit by having so much stimulation and so much to take in at once, that we're not allowing ourselves to just embrace the present moment and to see what is right in front of us, to notice the colors and to notice the smells and to notice the sights and the sounds, and listening to the leaves, or embracing what is happening around you. And we're getting further and further away from that. But the more that you tap into your direct surroundings and see how it is affecting you, whether positively or not so positively, you'll start to also recognize that this is either going to help you or it's hindering you. So are you in an environment that is supporting what you want in life, or is it depleting your energy? And so once you start to recognize how your surroundings are on a day-to-day basis, and the people that you are surrounding yourself with, and the environment that you're surrounding yourself with, and the job and the career and your home, all of these things, are they positively affecting you or not so much? And so once you start to become more aware of how you're being affected, you'll then be able to adjust and change what it is that you do want, because ultimately it's your responsibility to change what it is that you like or dislike about your surroundings. Another way that's going to help you enhance your intuition is by heightening your vibration with positive videos, with positive movies, with positive songs and sounds and experiences. So if you're watching things that are terrifying, you might do it as a way to, for example, like I sometimes watch Hoarders, for example, and a lot of it is a lot of dense energy. There's a lot of emotion there. There's a lot of psychological issues that are happening behind the scenes. And to me, this is a way for me to unwind from the ultra high vibration that I've been on throughout the day. And it kind of grounds me a little bit. But if you're doing this consistently, where you're watching things that aren't so positive necessarily, or they're bringing you down, and I'm not talking about just a single show, but I'm talking about, again, your environment, the people, what it is that you're absorbing and consuming. Is it heightening your vibration or is it lowering your vibration? How is it making you feel? So in order to create this higher sense of vibration and to enhance your intuition, you'll want to start listening to things that are going to make you feel more empowered and uplifted and inspired and excited. And this is how you're going to then tap into that higher realm as well, because it's giving you that boost of energy. It's giving you that sense of purpose and that sense of that everything is going to be okay, because it ultimately will be okay. Another way to enhance your intuition is to practice and practice some more. So what I mean by that is everything that I've just listed, continue to do it. Now, you don't have to do everything that I'm talking about now, but you want to practice tapping into your intuition and practice listening to your intuition. So if something doesn't feel right, if something does feel right, it's really ultimately up to you to take the choice from there. So you want to start practicing listening to yourself more and paying attention to how you're feeling and whether you choose to listen to that or not. And the more that you practice becoming more and more aware, the easier it's going to get to listen to your intuition and to trust your intuition. It's just going to become easier and easier. So for example, when I first went into psychic mediumship and I had my mentors, they helped me get out of my comfort zone. But I will say at first, I remember feeling flushed. I could tell that my chest and my neck were getting red and my face was getting red. I could feel the heat bubbling up. I was terrified. I didn't want to talk. I always went last when it came to sharing our messages with other people in the circle, and I would feel terrified. I would feel stuck. But by the time I got to the end of the program, and by the time I continued to move on and on and on, it became easier for me. It was not easy. And you can apply this to anything in your life. It doesn't have to, again, have anything to do with what I do. But the more that you expose yourself to certain situations that you do want to be in, even though you might be a little scared at first, the easier it's going to become. So you're going to continue practicing following your intuition and listening to it, and it's just going to continue getting better and better and easier and easier. Another way is to trust your vibes, trust your gut feelings, trust what it is that you're feeling. An example that pops up is when you're in a situation that feels unsettling, it feels inferior, it feels scary, and I'm talking like genuinely scary, not like, oh, I want to do something and I'm a little nervous. I'm talking like you're in an unhealthy situation, or you're in an unsafe situation. That's what I'm talking about. So you want to trust those vibes and get out of that situation. It depends on how long you've been in the situation or the environment where you start to, or someone else has been convincing you otherwise, but your soul and your higher self is probably telling you to get out, to get out, to get out, but there is something in your direct environment that's convincing you otherwise. that is not for your highest good, but your intuition, your higher self, God, spirit, is telling you to get out of that situation because it feels unsettling. Change the scenario or go get help or seek help. And you have to understand that you can't change anyone else, but you can change who you are. And the more that you follow what it is that's in your heart and what your higher self is telling you, the better your life is going to get. So if there's something in your life where it doesn't feel good, it consistently feels unsafe or unhealthy or unsettling or depleting your energy, then that is a sign. That is your intuition telling you to choose otherwise, to pick a different path, to go on a different route, to get out. And you might feel comfortable in that situation, although it's uncomfortable, but you might feel as though it would be more terrifying to get out. And in a sense, maybe, but there's a reason why your higher self and God and spirit is telling you to do otherwise. So you must trust that and you must break free of that. So trust what it is that you're feeling. And this could go the opposite way too. Maybe it's something a bit scary, but it's scary in a good way, right? So like, let's say for example, you have always wanted to become a nurse and you have taken all of the courses and yet you are like terrified to take the final test, or maybe you took the test and you're still terrified to go on. Maybe you didn't pass the first time, and that's okay, because what is happening is if you're still feeling it in your gut and your soul, that is spirit saying, try it one more time or go for it. Even though it's terrifying and scary, that is more of a fear of success. But you're going to enhance your intuition by continuing to follow what it is. So there's a difference between being scared because your life and your sanity and your spirituality is at stake, and then also being scared just because you want to do something, but it feels a little nerve-wracking because you do want to succeed. So there's a difference there. Another way to enhance your intuition is to do something spiritual. So what I mean by that is we're all spiritual beings, but have you done something that helps you connect with your spiritual side? So for example, you could go out to Mother Nature. You could go sit and quiet your mind. Maybe you want to start looking into oracle cards or tarot cards, or maybe you want to start meditating more, or maybe you want to learn how to become a psychic medium, or maybe you want to start using a pendulum or runes or different other types of tools that you've just been interested in. If that's the case, if you're interested in something, if you are curious about something, then go for it. Try it, do it, experience it, and just test it out and see if it's something that you enjoy doing, because these are different tools that will help you connect even higher to your spiritual side. It's going to help you connect even further with your intuition, and you'll ultimately begin to learn how to use these tools in a way to help you figure out what you can do that will better your life. So for example, a pendulum will help you answer yes or no, or it will help guide you in recognizing that your mind actually has a lot more control than what you think it does. Or if you decide to look into using oracle cards, you might find that you get a lot of inspiration from them. Even those cards that might not seem so inspiring, and maybe there's a card in the deck that you really don't like the feeling of, it, it's still going to help you learn about yourself. And by connecting, then you're going to enhance your intuition and, again, ultimately better your life. You'll be able to step further into who you are and to find more out about your truth and who you are. And then also challenge your beliefs. Challenge your old and outdated beliefs. Are they still true? Are they getting in the way? Are they helping you? Are they hindering you? This is a big one, because oftentimes we don't even recognize how our beliefs are affecting us. We might not even recognize it, but the more that you start to see how your beliefs and what is constantly playing in your mind, the more that you recognize how it's actually affecting you, the more that you can change it. Because your beliefs about your abilities, or your beliefs about your capabilities, or your successes, or about your future, or about your past, all of these beliefs will directly affect you. And oftentimes we're raised in different societies or environments or situations where those aren't our beliefs. Those are our family members' beliefs, or our friends' beliefs, or society's beliefs, or the media's beliefs. But is that what we truly believe? Is that what you truly believe? And you have to challenge those beliefs, because you might find that what someone else has told you in the past isn't really true. And the more that you tap into your beliefs, the more that you will connect with who you are, and the easier things are going to get. The more you're going to recognize that you do have the ability to do whatever it is that you want in life, and you'll start to recognize that everything is going and is falling into place. So these are just a few ways that you can enhance your intuition. And again, why do you want to do that? Your intuition is already a natural part of you. It's not something that you have to ask to obtain. It's already a natural part of who you are. Your intuition is your higher self. It is you. It is the truest version of you. And the more that you pay attention to those gut feelings and those wants and those desires and those beliefs that you can do this, the more that you'll recognize that life is here to help you. You don't have to remain in struggle. You don't have to feel terrible. You don't have to feel sad all of the time. And I'm not saying that you do feel these ways, but it's important to recognize that you have probably more control than what you would even imagine, and that it's all going to ultimately work out. But you have the ability to trust your intuition, and to then take action upon those feelings, and to know that it's all going to work out for the highest good. But you need to listen to that higher part of you that's telling you either to go this way or to go that way. And all of these techniques will help you enhance your natural abilities to be the person that you truly are within. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.